Okay, when we left, when you left, Ron, the last thing that we talked about, I believe, was the equipment line in those bridge. And equipment purchase was at $200,000.
Yes.
And
it's coming back to me.
And so we had $100,000 approved, and you were wanting to move it back. And I told you that I thought it was. I'm just refreshing your memory on this. I told you I thought it was unrealistic to think that we could get by for $100,000 worth of equipment when they were wanting to buy that broom for the chip and seal and another item or two that needed to be probably purchased that we should leave at the $200,000.
I know Randy said something about that they needed to do something with some of the dump trucks. He justified that $200,000.
Well, did you show where you had marked it back to $100, Ron? Or?
Well, actually, Dan, if you give me a minute, last Saturday I came in and worked, and I went through all the budgets, and there's one of them, but I don't know where my papers are here. So I've got some new thoughts for you on that.
Okay.
And where we're going to be. If you'll let me find that, and then I'll answer. Yeah. I don't care which way we go on it, but. But I need to get this. I was actually going to spend this time getting ready for the 1 o'clock.
Oh, instead of having. I'll see.
But I thought that was my purpose between 11 and 1 was to get stuff lined out because we weren't going to have Jim to work. But this works okay. I just got to find quicker. Rick, a quick question for you. Marine gas tax?
Mm-hmm.
It's not budgeted at 11 or 12 that I can find anywhere. That I think we need to put in for it. That may be there and I just didn't find it. But I wrote it here in the combined. All right, where are those blanky blank notes at? Well, even in 245, in the figures that I have read, I don't see that it was budgeted.
And the reason it wasn't budgeted is because I think that I was told that we did that maybe once every 2 or 3 years. I think that's what they were told.
Unless,
remember that name?
Unless that's changed, it's an annual amount of taxes that's due to any county.
Didn't get anything in 2009, haven't got anything as of yet. 2011. I don't know why.
But could I suggest that we contact whomever, that may be the Department of Revenue. This is monies that they collect out of the marinas for sale of gasoline, just the same as if you used it at a pump, and we should be receiving it, like, not just annually, but monthly.
The current gas tax?
No.
What is it, the label?
Marine gas tax. It's line number 245-90011.
And we need to put that in the combined.
Okay, to go back to what Rick's saying, I think we only got a check from them 1 year since I've been here.
I for some reason or other, that's stuck in my mind. Man.
That something's absolutely 100% wrong.
Yeah.
This is a payment that's due Taney County every single year. And we need to make the call and get our revenues. If they owe us past revenues, then we need to
see. Was that year before last year? We got it.
2009, we didn't get anything. 2010 we did. We got 29,000 in 2015.
It's our share of the tax, yeah. Of the gas that's sold, yeah. At marinas.
Yeah.
And that's a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I need to get pens and pencils. There's a pencil right there.
It's not here, huh?
In other words, it's something that's been set up, and it's been set up for decades.
Right.
We receive a portion of those taxes. Come on up.
We need to. It's showing a reimbursement line here.
Why don't we have, if that's all right, we'll have the treasurer pursue.
If that will work for you, sir, and if not, yell at me.
Yeah, I can read that.
You can. Now, there was one call in, because you can't divide by zero, that came up looking like the same diva.
Okay, Rick, what am I looking at right here? These are actuals. Is this projected?
What
over
I did.
Here?
How are you doing this morning?
Tracking.
How about you?
I did. This is 2011 actuals, 2010 actuals. This is
look at the one. Get started back in here.
But I just did that to kind of look at where the difference is and see what the big difference is. As an example, we know that.
So you guys got your fruitcake.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the difference, because I'm wanting to find out. Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you.
All right, the difference between
2010 actuals and 2011 actuals. So 2011 is just 11 months.
And 11 months of 2010. I asked him to run this, Danny, so that we can find out where the revenues are going, because I'm not finding it. And 11 months actuals. All right. Thank you, Rick. Good morning, sir.
Hello. I came to ask permission to transfer money to the General County Revenue Fund.
What are we?
We have a budgeted amount, and we're over that. Because we have money that we pay some of our expenses out of, like payroll, out of our discretionary funds. And so I guess all of our pay requests are being denied now because we've not transferred money to general revenue out of our discretionary funds. At least that's what my loose understanding is.
Well, let me back up this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is this the pay increases that were back in 2010 before I came on board?
No, I'm
not. Is that what we're talking about?
No, we've got, we pay for part of an assistant prosecutor plus some Paula Thurman pay and benefits out of our discretionary fund. So we generally run over and above what our budgeted amount of our budget is each year. So I'm coming, I guess, because I need to ask permission to transfer money from discretionary accounts to general revenue. Just so we can finish up the year.
I'm just doing this for my. Which account are you looking at? Is it bad checks, or is it delinquent tax fund? Or?
Oh, probably bad checks.
Bad checks, okay. All right.
That's typically what we do.
So he's funding something above and beyond what is in General County Revenue.
Right.
And do we have to run that through General County Revenue? Can he not just pay that directly out of his fund so he doesn't have any issues?
I'm asking. Things are being paid. I mean, anything that comes from now on could be taken directly from there. Yeah, that's.
I'm just trying to be sure that that everybody, like our payroll checks get paid and our. Supplies or whatever we order get paid between now and the end of the year. So
we want all your bills to get paid.
Sure, right. We're wanting to transfer and that money.
We would pay into payroll, no problem.
Okay.
I just to make sure you understand what I told the issue was, that if you buy anything between now and the end of the year, since your fund is already over, don't do that unless you get permission to it first, or
okay.
You're going to take it from another account.
Is their fund over because of bookkeeping, that something wasn't transferred, or
no, the fund is over because they had
spent more than what was in the budget.
Yes.
I wonder if we could do, I know that other counties do this, Jeff. Mm-hmm. A lot of other counties do this. If you're going to expend funds to complement your general county revenue budget, maybe we could work up a written agreement drafted by you.
I think it's not a bad idea.
Between you and us, and during the year, we're going to transfer this much from this fund.
Like on a
monthly
basis.
For that, we're going to receive, you're going to do this. And it would just spell it out. Mm-hmm. At least I think I'd be better off for that. We could put it in the budget, anticipate it.
Sure, and I think that's a good idea. And actually, I went back and I listened to November 2nd minutes, and I didn't have any idea, because I remember I'd gotten emails from you and from Jim Strophis around that time period, probably the same day, asking about funds being transferred. And I was frankly unaware of the fact that we needed those funds transferred immediately because you guys were fronting that cost for my office. And I wasn't, because, you know, we do our own thing over there, and I'm not always conscious about what's going on in this office. But I think that if we did reach an agreement where we figure out what the amount will be, and X amount will be transferred each month from that account to general revenue, to be sure that we steadily are doing that and keeping up with it on a regular basis would be a fantastic idea. And that way, I'm going to be aware of, hey, it's time to make that transfer, et cetera. Where I think that it'll be more complicated is, I think that like all of our training budget was zeroed out. Maybe all of our supplies budget was zeroed out. We had some zero line items anyway that before had been funded by general revenue. And so that may be where it gets more complicated.
Let me pursue this just a little bit further. When in fact you send a note out to an elected official or department head, are you just advising them that they have reached a line item or a total budget amount, or what are you doing?
Well, it depends on what's happened, Rob. If they're more over, yeah, I'm telling you that's...
So are they over on their entire budget, or are they within?
They are over on their entire budget right now.
Okay. And I think that caused some confusion in our office because we were being told you don't have any money in there, but when actually you look on our line item, it shows we have money in there, but it's because we're over at the bottom overall because we pay some of our personnel. Our personnel is going to be over budget before the year's up every year because we're funding some of it out of discretionary funds. But while it shows we have a balance on our line item, when we try to make an expenditure out of that line item, we're being told, no, you're over. And you look at it on the sheet, and it's like, it doesn't look like we're over on that line item, but it's because we're over on the bottom.
Well, let me re-ask the question.
Sure.
Differently. Rick, they're always going to be over if, in fact, they didn't have a general county revenue budget in the first place, and we transfer the revenues into general county revenue, and the budget continues to grow. With the approval of the dollars that are added, are they still over?
Ron, I have no documentation about how much. I know that there was, I was told that you guys approved Anthony Bradford, and I know at $40,000 when they happened, or how much I was supposed to allow that to go over, I don't know. I didn't get documentation from you guys. But
I'm not arguing. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm asking, could that be a possibility? And whether we have...
With that amount taken into consideration at what I thought it was going to be, they're still over. Now, if, on the other hand, you guys are saying, no, we're going to give them a total of $40,000, which I don't think was...
Oh, you mean for during the year?
Yeah.
No, it was proportionate to whatever time it started.
So you understand
what like half the year.
It depends on where.
I don't know when the start date was, but...
Thereabouts.
Yes, they are over including that.
But there are, let's take it another step further. I know that you've also received monies from the prosecuting attorney's office for a pay increase that was given back in 2010 and benefits that are tied to that pay increase. Now, that went into general county revenue.
No, that was transferred by your direction from expense to expense.
Say that again.
It was transferred into the expense line. That was what you asked us to do.
Then we have a terrible misunderstanding. I would never, ever ask for revenues to be transferred into an expense line under any circumstances because that's not accepted for keeping, at least from my perspective. So we have a misunderstanding between us that we're going to have to clear up. Now, I know that we formally took a vote here just a couple of weeks ago to never put revenues and expense lines so that that would be cleared up. Are we still continuing to do that?
Ron, this happened, and the reason I'm saying is by your direction, because Don told me that was what you directed to do. So
there's only one of two things. Either my suggestion is
that
be paid directly out of the special fund, or we transfer it in, either of which would allow his budget to be expanded by that much because it's approved to do so.
Do you understand what he's saying there, Jeff? What he's saying is that money, and by their directive here, we won't put any money. The credit that I talked to you about by email that was in your payroll line would not show up there. It would show up in the revenue, in general county revenue, and your budget would be over that much more.
But that's not a problem because we've approved that.
Just to make sure you understand that.
We're not sure I do, but I think I'll get there one of these days. I'm just
prior to January 1st, hopefully the entire courthouse is going to have a great understanding of the bookkeeping that we're going to pursue and that we're going to approve.
Okay.
And hopefully it's going to be a lot simpler.
Okay.
And I really like the idea that we're going to sit down, we're going to decide by mutual agreement, hey, we've got these funds, we want to use them for this purpose, and we're going to say, okay, the good part that makes it a lot simpler is we'll build it into your budget.
That's great.
And there it'll be in your budget. Right, Dan? It won't be something that's outside.
Right.
So,
but this is, we're making this a lot more complicated than what it is. He's wanting to transfer funds, just like the recorder's office does, just like Sheila Wyatt does.
He needs
to transfer those funds. And what I'm understanding you're wanting to do on a monthly basis, I would rather you would do it on a quarterly basis or semi-annually. But quarterly would probably work out better to where this circumstance didn't happen again. But if you transfer funds and it goes into general county revenue under a line that protects your... You took it out for your employees.
It'll just be transferred into general county revenue, but it'll be reflected in your budget as additional expenditures.
That's right, but it'll be under his, just like you said, it's more or less a contract between you and us. Isn't it?
Yep. What you're talking about? Actually, we used to do that years ago when Jim Justice was prosecuting attorney. We did a simple little thing on paper, and Jim got, because we didn't have monies for an employee anywhere. Jim needed an employee. He had a fund, had money for it. And he said, if I'll transfer that money to you, can I hire out of that? Everybody, the commission, I want a commissioner, said, sure. So Jim wrote something up, and that's what the commission went with.
Quarterly's fine. We could even do something at the beginning of the year if that were more simple.
It always keep it in the positive.
I think that maybe part of my confusion is that in years past, things have not been that formal, really. I mean, it was just one of those things where, and for better or worse, it was just different. And so now we're going to do things differently, but I'm going to feel, I guess, like I'm more aware now of what our plan is going to be starting from January on. Than what it has been the last maybe 5 years or whatever. It's just been done differently.
So, but for my edification, which would have made the difference, if we transferred revenues from one account into an expense line in his budget, that's just a wash. It just shows that certain expenditures weren't paid. Actually, it's hiding expenditures. That's the wrong word. You don't hear that word, but that's what it is. And it's also... Well,
I think the reason
we'll better handle this.
I think the reason that Don felt like that was one wrong, and I may be wrong, but I think that the reason she felt that way is because we talked about that when we transferred into new revenue lines, it inflates our revenues.
It actually doesn't inflate our. It's an actual revenue for the one fund. Yes, I've made those comments about transfers.
I think that's the reason she felt
that way. In your amount, how much are you? You're not wanting to just transfer. Enough to cover. You want to transfer a certain amount into.
I was wondering, right? Transfer what I think is going to cover us from now to the end of the year.
Okay, but is that going to be will be an even figure or something like that? Is what I'm trying to say is because they come in and transfer. I know Sheila's transferred $125,000 at one time, and I think Bob has transferred.
but that's different, Danny. It's not to cover any expenditures. It's just monies that they have in their funds that they're putting in general county revenue. There's a big difference.
It's to cover our anticipated expenses through the end of this year, though. Right?
Why don't we make this agreement that he's going to transfer the funds from bad check funds or whatever it is in general county revenue. Those funds are deposited there to be used to cover expenses. His budget's going to go over. We're going to cover the expenses.
It has to be designated for.
We know,
but I'm saying
in general county revenue, sheriff's budget, for example, can go over $100,000. If there are a bunch of other funds that are under that $100,000, you're okay because GCR overall hasn't been overspent, which is the accounting stamp that he's got to put on everything. He's got to say we have money for these expenditures, and he does have within general county revenue as a whole. So we're okay with that. I'm delighted to have him transfer it, whatever you guys have talked about, and let's cover his expenses.
Yeah, and I had no problems that you talked with him. I can see anything. In fact, I think I had told him already. I had who else had stopped me, but I had told Alicia to make sure that you had approval. But I think that you told me they could say, "We're not paying this deal because he didn't have his budget."
Okay.
I didn't want you to be stuck there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that. I'm going to go back. We will figure what these other dollars were, what your budget should be. You and I hopefully can sit and construct what we need to do in the budget process for next year and make this not be an issue.
That's great. That's great. I don't want there to be issues. I don't want you guys worrying about, hey, is he going to transfer such and such money? I don't want to get into that at all. I want to be sure that you guys know that we've got the money there and it's our intention to transfer it, and we'll enter an agreement to make sure it's going to happen on a regular basis.
And the way I understand this is you said you got a call from, or an email from Straffus and a message from him. Those were reminders. They weren't threatening.
No. They were reminders. They were like, hey, are you going to transfer this money? Because we're going to need X amount transferred. And I had not done the transfer yet. I just hadn't done it yet. And I wasn't aware that it was pressing to do it. But then when I went back and I heard the audio from the second, I was like, oh, well, that makes more sense to me. Why they're concerned about that is because I hadn't done the transfer yet. And I was kind of more or less oblivious to the fact that it was pressing.
Right. Okay.
But that won't, if we have an agreement that periodically we're going to take out X amount, then that we won't be in that situation.
We'll do that for the 2012 budget.
We need to look at your 2012 budget, and we can probably make sure we get that amount at least close.
Exactly. Right. Sounds good. Gentlemen, thank you. I'll go ahead and we'll work on doing that.
Since you have your approval, I don't think you have to worry about anything right now except for being ready to transfer it when we know how much the amount needs to be transferred.
Okay. Do you want me to email with you about what we anticipate that amount to be, or what?
That would be fantastic.
Do it. Because we've got an idea of numbers, okay? Thanks, folks.
Okay. I never did find out how much I thought he was going to transfer.
Recess?
Yeah.